more like, friendlier than my guys.
I try to be, man.
Hit us out. Okay, I take it back.
Seven game winning streak. We're really proud of
Jalen, what's Jalen's status today?
He's out.
What's the challenge of playing without your point guard?
It's next man up. Everybody has to try to contribute just a little bit. Nobody needs to get out of the box and what they do and go do the things that we're capable of and try to go get a win. Obviously he's a big part of what we do, but he's missed games before and we found ways to win, and I don't see anything different tonight.
With a veteran squad like you have, when you talk about, like yesterday, you're talking about the starts,
yeah,
lacking the physicality, how do you handle it? Do you just leave it to them, or do you talk it out?
No, yeah, you discuss it, you watch film, you go through scenarios that can possibly help you be better in the different areas. And last night, it wasn't our lack of physicality. We were terrible with our pick and roll defense, you go back and you watch film, and it's one of those things, like, we had right shots. We had 18 green threes. We only made six of them. And if you have 18 green threes, you hope on your green threes you can make closer to half of them. And then on your yellow threes, it's up in the air. And red threes, maybe, one for five. Or, you want five or less red threes because that's shot clock stuff or tough shots. But you hope you can shoot better with your green threes. And we did. And, you do got to give Houston some credit. But at the end of the day, those were the two Achilles heels to start the game last night.
After the game last night, Josh said this one is a must-win for you guys. Do you like that attitude coming into a game like this?
Yeah, I'm okay if our players have that attitude, for sure. You always try to manufacture pressure on yourself, especially during the regular season. I said this back during our cup run, It's a good run because it helped us manufacture pressure during that time of the year when you're just kind of playing games and you don't have the pressure of, okay, if we lose, we're out. So to have that mindset, I don't mind if our players have that mindset. For me, it's the same thing, trying to get better every time we step on the floor, seeing if we can play with some consistency. On both ends of the floor and all while trying to get a win. But I'm looking at those things just as much as just saying it's a must win.
And with Landry, what are you looking to see from him today? And will there be a minutes restriction?
Not really, in terms of minutes restriction. I'll be able to play him how I see fit.
Right.
And I kind of like Deuce, you miss a few games, you just want a guy to get out there and play hard, sweat, and try to get in rhythm. And, if you're open, let it fly. I think Deuce was 1-for-9 in the last game. I even told him this before, I don't care if he's 0-for-15. I just want him to feel the aggression, get to his spots. Even last night, I don't think I've ever seen anybody block Deuce's shot because it's 3 points because it's so high and he gets lift. And, that's just him not playing. And so I want guys like that, man. If you're open and you feel it, let it fly.
What were you missing? What were you missing, during the last couple of weeks when Landry was out?
He's arguably one of our better, if not the best, on-ball defenders, especially when it comes to ball screens or DHOs. He's really physical in that area, and you feel him. His pace offensively creates gravity for others. And then his ability to shoot. I mean, he can string together two or three threes, like bang, bang, bang. And it can create separation and or give your group confidence. And so, without that, you got to find other ways. But we missed that from him, especially at his size.
And you kind of mentioned Deuce's shooting the last couple of games, but overall, as he tries to get his legs back under him, how would you assess his first two games back?
Great. And, like I said before, I obviously want him to go 10-for-10 all the time. I'm not saying it's it's okay to do that, more so than anything else. I just want him to try to keep finding his rhythm. And in any way, shape, or form, I'm more than okay with it. I'll live with whatever comes with him trying to do that.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.